This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Tatenda Gumbo. Our top stories today, Friday, October 18th, 2013. Global Witness says more than $2 billion in revenues Zimbabwe derives in taxes from mining companies is still missing from state coffers with no one to officially blame. President Robert Mugabe caps more than 1,240 graduates at Chinoy University who say their future looks bleak due to the depressed Zimbabwe economy. And the MDC formation led by Professor Walshman Ngube expels Matabeleland South Regional Chairman as squabbles worsen in the party. Those stories and more tonight at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for Live Talk at 8:30 when we will take your calls in a discussion on unemployment in Zimbabwe as President Robert Mugabe caps over 1,400 graduates at Chinoy University.